You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. The Siskiyou Field Institute of Southern Oregon specializes in immersive learning about the Siskiyou ecoregion, which is considered one of the six global hotspots for its diversity of animal and plant species. I have two guests in the studio to help us learn more. Tula Raypon is executive director of the Siskiyou Field Institute. Welcome to the Exchange, Tula.
Hi, Mike. Nice to be here.
And Aaliyah Zweig is outreach director at the Siskiyou Field Institute. Welcome, Aaliyah.
Thanks, Mike.
So, Tula, let's start with a basic understanding of the Siskiyou Field Institute. Where is it located? Why does it exist? And what does it do?
Sure. We are a place-based learning organization out in Selma, which is in the Illinois Valley, just west of the Rogue Valley, about 20 minutes south of Grants Pass on your way to the coast on Highway 199. We're a really special location on serpentine soils and at a wetland kind of site on the valley bottom. We have a lot to explore there.
Okay, now it's called an institute. Mm-hmm. What does it do?
Well, we actually originally started as a partnership with Southern Oregon University, and we're coming on a 20-year anniversary for the organization. Started out as Deer Creek Center, and Siskiyou Field Institute took over around 2006, and we basically started running research and outdoor education from the site that was donated to us. And although we're not currently a partner with SOU, we still maintain a lot of relationships with local researchers and scientists who value our spot for being a place they can come stay and learn about various aspects of the Siskiyou bioregion.
Okay, so environmental scientists come out to do research and spend some time there.
Yes.
Okay. So, Aaliyah, tell me about the programs.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fantastic education programs. We have adventure learning programs, which are for basically 12 and up, and those happen depending on the season. We have our spring and summer courses coming up. We have a Valentine's Botanical Inc. that's going to be happening in February. We have birding. We have entomology classes. We're going to be having an amazing native seed course this summer. So those will be going on usually on our weekends, and those are our adventure learning programs. We also have our youth education program, so we facilitate outdoor school for 5th and 6th Oregonian kids. Come out in, it's going to be May, all of April and May, and they get to learn all about place-based education, serpentine geobotany, macroinvertebrates, water ecology, fire ecology, super amazing, like, place-based education.
Okay, you just fired off a whole bunch of stuff I don't even know anything about.
I like to use the big words, makes it sound really good.
So 5th and 6th graders come out.
Yeah, so traditionally, basically, it has been federally funded that 5th and 6th grade Oregonians can come out to outdoor school for 3 to 4 day residential outdoor school where they get to be staying outdoors. Usually we have yurts and bell tents, so they come out and stay and get to do school outside for a week.
So it's like camp, except you're learning.
Exactly, yeah. With a lot of good fun and a lot of disconnection from technology, we just have the kids' phones are off and they're getting to experience, you know, this incredible place.
So, phones are off. I need to send my kids.
I know. It's kind of great.
So, Tula, tell me about the kind of research that's conducted at the institute or was conducted.
Yeah, over the years, we've had various different projects come out. We've had folks do their master's thesis. We had a long-term study on native understory plant transitions as, you know, the land use changed from pasture ranching to, you know, the natives that are starting to come back. We have a weather station out there. The National Weather Service comes and maintains that. We have just various instrumentation and folks who come and partner with us to check on water quality and the changing over time and the habitats and the landscape.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on at the Siskiyou Field Institute. Now, how is this funded? How does it sustain itself?
Well, we're resourceful and diversified, I would say. The organization has been really well run over the years, and I'm just starting out as executive director, so getting to know the funding landscape. But The primary source is through the outdoor school programming, and that's actually a state fund that allows kids to come out and do their 3 or 4 day camps as well as day programs. And we also have a great wide base of donor support, members and major donors and grants as well.
Okay, do you have any way for the public to engage and provide some sort of subsistence?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we love to bring folks out to stay in our lodge. It's a beautiful old mid-century ranch home, and it's kind of hostel style lodging, beautiful views of the Deer Creek Valley. And we also offer that facility for rent for conferences or events of any kind. Weddings, especially in the summertime.
So weddings?
Yeah, yeah. You can have a wedding at Deer Creek Center, which is the lodge building of the Siskiyou Field Institute.
Okay, and I imagine that's during the time the kids are all running around.
No, when kids are on campus, actually, we don't allow any other adults on campus. It's just the kids and their teachers and chaperones and the instructors.
Gotcha. And so how do you make sure that the kids are safe?
Part of it is that, yeah, just only having the, you know, pre-approved folks on campus. We have extensive safety protocols for when they're on campus. We're fortunate now that we have cell phone and Wi-Fi service so that we can, you know, get to the nearest hospital needed. But so far, it's been pretty safe out there, and we just get yearly inspections and work closely with the state to make sure that we're meeting all of those benchmarks.
Okay, well, let's talk about the day-to-day operations. I mean, give me a sense, a day in a life, I guess, in the Siskiyou Field Institute. What's it like?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially for our outdoor school, which is when it's most brimming with life, we'll have a group probably average around 46 kids or so come out and stay. And so for them, you know, they arrive and everything's kind of loud and exciting and stimulating, and those kids will get settled into either our yurts or our tents, and then we're going to get them split up into groups to go and go down to Deer Creek and take a class on macroinvertebrates, where they're getting to study the health of our watersheds, and they're getting to get into the creek and put their hands in there and study specimens, and then they're going to hike up the hill and they're going to have lunch in our incredible field and engage with the flora and fauna, and then we'll have some free time, and then we'll have a campfire in the evening, and we'll talk about stories, we'll do some Bigfoot remarks, have some marshmallows, and the kids will settle into the yurts in the evening, and it'll start again. We do that for about 4 days, and they get to switch up their classes every day, which is fantastic, and explore more of the area.
Okay, and you're located out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we're at the confluence of Takelma Creek and Deer Creek, which is kind of incredible to be right next to these two bodies of water. And we're right at the mouth of the Illinois River, basically, because it'll flow into the Illinois River. And it's just the most incredible mountain ridge we're kind of sitting at the very beginning of. And it's a pretty beautiful spot.
So it's a mountain range nearby?
We're basically surrounded by a couple. We're sitting at the base of $8 Mountain, which is this really cool mountain that was named for someone who bought an $8 pair of shoes and walked around the entire mountain that way. It's super lovely, and it has several very cool Darlingtonia fens on it that we use as education points as well. So it's a really great spot.
My guests are Tula Raypon, Executive Director of the Siskiyou Field Institute, and Aaliyah Zweig, who serves as the Institute's outreach coordinator and marketing. Tula, you recently became the executive director of the Institute. Tell me about your new job and what is this role like as far as what you've done in the past?
Well, it's so far a dream job. I get to do something different every day. It's drawing on my background as an outdoor educator, as a habitat restoration practitioner, and a partnership builder. I'm a lifelong Oregonian, and I've just spent all of the last 15 years here in Southern Oregon getting to know the landscape and getting deep into the ecology. And now I'm able to provide some context for folks to get to know the lands around them as well. Even if they grew up here, they may not even know about things like Darlingtonias, which are a carnivorous plant that are endemic to the region.
Are carnivorous? carnivorous plant?
They are, yeah. They have a pitcher shape, and they lure flies into this the top of the pitcher. They can't get out, and they end up swimming all the way down into the digestive juices where they are dissolved and consumed by the plant.
Okay, and so kids get to see that.
not the entire process, but you know, they get to see the plants, and you can definitely see how a fly would get stuck in there.
Okay, so I don't know what background prepared you for that, but I know you've got a couple of degrees from the University of Oregon.
Yeah, environmental studies and journalism, actually. Yeah, so I've just spent a long time as a communicator and someone who loves to do research and share with people what I learn.
Okay. And Aaliyah, where'd you grow up?
I'm from Southern California.
Southern California. So yep. What's your journey? What led you to this work?
Well, I actually went to school in Maine at College of the Atlantic, where I got a degree in human ecology. So I've always been attracted to engaging with how humans interact with their environment. So I got kind of led towards SFI when I heard they had a position for their education assistant, and I really love having children and having people in general get to engage with their environment and learn how to have a connection with nature, especially if they haven't before. So that's kind of the passion that's driven me towards it. And then I love talking to people and I love working and creating partnership just like Tula. So then I went from being our education assistant to becoming our marketing person. And it's just been great having a background with people.
And how long have you been at the Institute?
It's just about a year now.
Okay. And Tula, you just became executive director, but how long have you been associated with the Institute?
I first got involved several years ago when I was assisting with rewriting a land management plan for them, and I got to come out and do some surveys and work on their projects. So I suppose I've known about the Institute for a long time, and it's been a beacon for me as far as the Southern Oregon educational institution. So I'm really proud to be here now.
Okay, so what's the vision for the next 2, 3, 5 years?
We're going to keep providing outdoor education to children, and that's, you know, our baseline. I think, you know, going in, my first year is all about listening and learning and understanding the needs of the local community. I never want to get too far away from Selma and the Illinois Valley and what folks are looking for as far as ways to engage. We're starting to build partnership with Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife so that we can allow some limited hunting access on the property. And we're also continuing to build tribal partnerships. Right now, that way that we do that is through cultural burning. So we have a cultural fire exchange training coming up in the spring in a partnership with the Rogue Prescribed Burn Association and OSU Extension.
Okay. And Aaliyah, what activities should we be looking forward to engaging in?
Yeah, well, so our adventure learning programs are definitely something that a lot of people should know about because we get people out into the field engaging with this bioregion. So, like I said, we have a botanical ink course coming up, which is going to be really exciting, waterfowl birding, and basically just an incredible myriad of different kinds of engaging ecology. And the best way I'd say is people should be looking out for our website, which is www.thesfi.org. We have a social media, the Siskiyou Field Institute, on both our Facebook and our Instagram, which shows a lot of the daily life as well as updates about our volunteer work parties that we have, our community programs. We always do a Perseid event every year for the meteor shower, which is really awesome. So we have a lot going on, and if people engage with our website, they'll see what's coming up.
Okay, and that website without the W's is?
TheSFI.org.
TheSFI.
Yep, TheSFI.org. Yep.
Okay, and you said that there's a meteor shower coming up?
Oh, well, basically every summer often we'll have the Perseid meteor shower, which is an incredible, incredible display. And as long as there's no clouds, you can usually see it. And so that's been an annual event of ours in the summertime.
Okay, and it's open for rental space, weddings, those kinds of events?
Absolutely. Yeah, folks can go to our website and check out the lodging information there and then reach out to us to book.
Okay, so how big is the footprint of the campus?
The campus itself is, you know, about the size of maybe your typical elementary school campus, but then we have a 850-acre property out there that is all free to explore as well.
Okay, lots of hiking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at the end of the day, people that want to come out to the Siskiyou Field Institute should go to the website at thesfi.org.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you both for sharing with us.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having us.
My guests were Tula Raypon, Executive Director of the Siskiyou Field Institute, and Aaliyah Zweig, the Institute's Outreach Coordinator.